But now, how do you feel about the idea of having to pay to see an iconic Australian tourist attraction? This month, the Victorian government announced that from later this year, there'll be a fee for tourists visiting the seven limestone rock stacks known as the 12 Apostles along the Great Ocean Road. Traditional owners and locals won't have to pay, though how locals will be defined isn't yet clear. The Warrnambool Standard recently asked visitors what they think about the new policy. Here's one response.
I'm pretty devastated because we're pensioners and it's an Australian icon. And it used to be 12 apostles, and now there's only eight. So if they're going to charge, they can only charge $1 each.
Dollar an apostle. I'm not sure they're right on the number of apostles there were, but that's certainly one idea. The CEO of Corangamite Shire Council, Dave Ray, also gave us this audio statement on the council's position. Here's a bit of that.
Corangamite Shire supports visitor charging at the soon-to-be-open 12 Apostles Visitor Experience Centre, but it must be done fairly and transparently. For too long, our local communities have shouldered the cost of managing millions of visitors to one of Australia's most iconic destinations, and that's simply no longer sustainable. With the introduction of visitor charging, there must be also revenue sharing with the local council. Importantly, any revenue raised must stay within the region. It should not be redirected to other parts of the Great Ocean Road. Council also believes that locals should continue to have free access and that the charge itself must represent fair value for money.
Joining us to discuss the impending Apostle Impost is Liz Price, General Manager of the Great Ocean Road Regional Tourism Board. Liz, welcome to Sunday Extra.
Morning, Julian.
What do we know about this fee? How it'll actually be charged? How would it work?
So at this stage, that's sort of what is being consulted. So what we do know, though, is that we're introducing a fee, or we've called for the introduction of fees to make sure that we can manage a better visitor experience, protect the environment, but really ensure that we can have a sustainable tourism model for the region.
Right. So where will the fee be actually paid?
So at the new Visitor Experience Centre, so come later this year, about November this year, they will be opening a new Visitor Experience Centre, which will really change the way the whole precinct is consumed. That will have a car parking area, and that's kind of, you know, what we believe the booking and the fee will be attached to the car parking.
And is the going through the Visitor Centre really the only way to see, get a good view of the 12 Apostles?
I have not yet seen how exactly you navigate through the new site, but yes, you'll be able to go through the visitor experience, but yes, you'll also be able to walk directly to the 12 Apostles.
So as you say, you've been an advocate for introducing a visitor fee. Why do you need it?
I think, you know, what we've continued to see is growing visitor numbers, and, you know, we want to make sure that visitors themselves have a great experience, but that we're also managing the impact on the environment and the smaller communities. The Great Ocean Road is really a system, so many people that are travelling the Great Ocean Road to get to the 12 Apostles have a significant impact on those smaller communities along the way. So we have really seen a growth in day trip visitation. Many people arrive at the 12 Apostles at the same time, sort of in that sort of 2 to 5 o'clock period of time. So we see this is a real opportunity to spread people out over the course of the day, over the course of the year, and really start to encourage people with a much better experience at the 12 Apostles to stay longer, to stay overnight and spend time in our local communities.
When you say encourage people to come at different times, are you there in support of dynamic pricing, like different prices at different parts of the day?
Absolutely. I think that creates a real opportunity for us to use price and, you know, volume visitation, you know, control volume visitation, so that we get a better experience for visitors there, but also managing the impacts on the smaller communities.
Could you give us a sense of how much of an issue overcrowding is at present? And I suppose also without a fee in place at the moment, how is overcrowding being managed currently?
So we've had to put in place, or the state government has put in place over the peak periods, especially around sort of that Christmas through to sort of Anzac Day period, have had to put in place traffic management to make sure there's times now when the site is actually closed because there is too many people at the site, mostly around sort of the Boxing Days and that sort of early Christmas period. And that's more disappointing, is arriving at the site and finding that you can't get in, you're moved on. So we see this as a great opportunity to start to say to people, this is an experience that is iconic, it's world class. We want you to book, we want you to set a time, we want you to allow enough time to really enjoy the experience while you're there and enjoy the communities and the journey getting there on the way.
On Sunday Extra, we're speaking with Liz Price, General Manager of the Great Ocean Road Regional Tourism Board. You mentioned the experience at the new visitors centre, Liz. What's the difference between just looking at the 12 Apostles and the experience that you're referring to?
So we've always been, I suppose, a bit critical that we haven't had any interpretation. We haven't had an opportunity to really understand what you're seeing, what's happening in the environment, the landscape, all the deep history, the stories of the shipwrecks. None of that has been part of the experience up until now. It really has been just walk out the lookout to have a look at the 12 Apostles. So now with the right infrastructure, there's an opportunity. Eastern Mar has been part of it. So understanding our First Peoples story is going to be part of this new experience. So I really do think we're going from just seeing a natural attraction to having an opportunity to immerse yourself in the experience that's there and really understand the environment, the community and the history of that site.
We heard the Corangamite Shire Council CEO speaking earlier saying that any revenue raised should not be redirected to other parts of the Great Ocean Road. What will happen with the revenue from this fee? Will it be quarantined in any way for use on the 12 Apostles and the environmental things that you've just referred to, as opposed to being redirected to other parts of the Great Ocean Road?
So the Great Ocean Road Coast and Parks Authority is the authority that's managing the site, and they will be the ones collecting the fees. They're out consulting at the moment as to what are the priorities that people are looking to see the funds get reinvested in. From our organisation's perspective, we're really hoping that there's a fair and transparent model, not just how the fees are collected, but how they actually are reinvested. And I think there's a real opportunity to make sure that we're investing in the visitor experience of that greater precinct, protecting the environment. That shipwreck coast has a number of lookouts that are all needing significant infrastructure, both for locals and for visitors to be able to enjoy. At the moment, Lockhart is still closed. That remains a priority. As we look to try and encourage people to slow down and take their time, getting some form of link so you could walk or ride all the way through to Port Campbell, that's also critical. So, yes, I think that the conversation needs to talk to the community, talk to the broader stakeholders about what are those priorities and how do we make sure that they're enhancing the visitor experience, protecting the environment and encouraging people to stay longer, preferably overnight.
Yes, from the sounds of things then, the income is going to be spread across the Great Ocean Road more broadly. We've had a few texts on this subject, one saying surely the cost of the Apostles should be 30 pieces of silver, 30 times 10 cent, $3. So there's one bit of community consultation for you, Liz. You mentioned accommodation there. What sort of accommodation is available at the moment? And well, I suppose what would the ecological impact of having more accommodation be?
So in town, in Port Campbell's the closest accommodation. So there you've got everything from caravan camping, pub stays, Airbnb, motels. There is still a need for more accommodation in the region, especially to encourage more people year round. But I think it's really important in the mix that we are supporting a local community so that local community remains viable 365 days a year. Tourism is a significant employer for that local community, and we want to make sure that that's supported going into the future.
And you said the local community there, this could be a very significant issue, Liz. What's a local?
What is a local? I think that is going to be one of the controversial elements as to what's a local, because a lot of people, in that sort of broader precinct, consider it their backyard. So I think I'll leave that one to the consultation to resolve.
Right. Okay. So what is the consultation process from here?
So Great Ocean Road Coast and Parks is out talking to stakeholders at the moment. We've got a session, not this week, next week, with businesses to sort of get their input and see what they're thinking. There's an opportunity online through engage.vic.gov.au. So, really encourage people to, use the process and have their say.
And when will the new visitor centre open and therefore the fees begin?
I believe about October, November, so that the exact date is yet to be determined, but really looking forward to showcasing this iconic Australian destination in a much better light.
So what's your sense overall of the community opinion about the prospect of a fee?
I think, I've been reading, a lot of the comments in things like the Warrnambool Standard, even online. I think there's quite a mixed, but I do think on the whole most people are quite favourable, knowing that we really did need to do something to manage a much more sustainable visitor economy and really manage, as I said, the way people are coming throughout a day and over the course of the year.
And maybe you can clear up something else for us. I looked at Parks Victoria before. It said that there are 7 limestone rock stacks. We've had a couple of texts in saying that there are 8, not 12. How many apostles are there, Liz?
I think that's, and again, which way are you looking? Which ones are you counting? I think that's quite part of the attraction for people that are standing there. I will say there was never 12. and there are quite some under the ocean as well. So Deakin University have done quite a bit of work to have a look what's under the ocean. So there are some hidden apostles as well.
Right, okay. Oh, well, so there could be more apostles. Well, apparently one of the earlier names was Sow and Piglets, but I suspect from a tourism perspective that would probably be a harder one to manage as well.
Yeah, probably not as marketable as the 12 apostles.
Well, it's a very interesting issue, and certainly on our text line there's some support for paying for fees, and particularly if it's associated with putting environmental remediation and those sorts of things in. But obviously there will be a range of views, and there is the opportunity for the community to have some input before the fees introduced. Liz Price, thanks very much for joining us on Sunday Extra.
Thanks, Julian.
And Liz is the General Manager of the Great Ocean Road Regional Tourism Board. And on Radio National, it is 16 minutes past 8.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.